Kirelli responds to police shooting below. We print a letter, sent also to The Guardian, from Natara Hunter, a member of the Kirelli Village Residents Association in Coventry. It follows the shooting dead, during a police operation, of Sean Fitzgerald. This has left many questions being asked by people in the area. An utterly scandalous, and as usual unrepresentative report has appeared in the Sun newspaper. People are aware that not all the facts are known, but the Sun referred to a candlelight vigil descending into chaos in the worst road in the UK, laughable to anyone who knows Coventry. This clearly outraged the writer and her friends who want to restore some balance to the portrayal of the family. The shooting of unarmed Sean Fitzgerald, a minor son, by Coventry police on the 4th of January shocked the people of Kirelli. Sean Fitzgerald, 31, was raised in Kirelli Village, a celebrated all-out mining community. Sean came from highly respected mining stock. His father, also Sean Fitzgerald, was our community caretaker during the 1980s and early 1990s, while Coventry Colliery was still in operation. He then went on to become the landlord of the Golden Eagle, our village pub. Sean's grandfather, Jerry Fitzgerald, was a former Labour councillor, National Union of Minnowickers trade union official and a famous combined services boxing champion. He was one of the first miners to move to Kirelli Village. Jerry initiated the Kirelli Village Residents Association, securing many of the facilities and services still available to our community. Sean Fitzgerald and his family are highly respected in our community. We are disgusted at the Sun newspaper's reporting of the vigil that took place, to celebrate Sean's short life. The portrayal of the youth that attended to pay their respects does not reflect the respectful and compassionate unity in grief that took place. Sean's death is another indication of the reckless management of police operations, and typifies yet more of the indirect consequences of pit closures and austerity measures initiated viciously by both Labour and Tory party policies. These have led to unemployment and drastic cuts to essential youth services, the closure of our colliery club, our local pub, youth clubs and nurseries, and cuts to sports facilities and many other essential community and health services that offset crime, and enabled intergenerational community engagement. It is with great sadness we mourn as a community for Sean. We are angered at the lack of prospects and opportunities available for young men like him. As a grieving and angry community, we request a thorough independent investigation into why armed police killed an unarmed young man. A drugs bust gone wrong or the production of cannabis does not warrant the death penalty in modern-day Britain. For the residents of Kirelli Village, we send our sincere condolences to the Fitzgerald family.